Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Oakland Athletics and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Oakland Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Mark Ellis. Batting second. The left fielder, Eric Patterson. Batting third. The shortstop, Bobby Crosby. Batting fourth. The DH, Frank Thomas. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jack Cust. Batting sixth. The catcher, Kurt Suzuki. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carlos Gonzalez. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Jack Hanahan. Batting ninth. The first baseman, Darrick Barton. Pitching for the Oakland Athletics, Justin Tuchturer. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The second baseman, Nick Punto. Batting third. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jason Kubel. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Delman Young. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brian Buescher. Batting eighth. The DH, Randy Ruiz. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Adam Everett. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Nick Blackburn. And now, play ball. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ellis hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Athletics. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Patterson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Blackburn fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Crosby strikes out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tuchturer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Punto batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Punto hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Mauer strikes out. Two outs. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cust hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground towards short. Everett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Everett. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Jack Hanahan batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Hanahan hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Kubel strikes out. One out. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buescher hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Randy Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ruiz hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barton hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ellis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Everett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Patterson is 0-for-1 in the game. Patterson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Adam Everett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Everett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Crosby scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Span is 0-for-1 in the game. Span hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Punto strikes out. Two outs. Kirk Sarluz now pitching. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mauer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mauer hits a line drive beyond second. Ellis can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Span moves to second. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Morneau is 0-for-1 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards first. Barton scoops it up and throws to first, with Sarluz covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 1, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Crosby is 0-for-1 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cust is 0-for-1 in the game. Cust hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Young. Cust reaches second base with a double. Thomas moves to third. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suzuki is 0-for-1 in the game. Suzuki hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thomas scores. Cust scores. It's 3-0, Athletics. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-1 in the game. Gonzalez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Everett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Kubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kubel is 0-for-1 in the game. Kubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 0-for-1 in the game. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buescher is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hanahan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hanahan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-1 in the game. Barton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Everett fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Mark Ellis batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Ellis takes first base on ball 4. Barton moves to second. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-2 in the game. Patterson hits a fly ball into left field. Young settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Crosby is 0-for-2 in the game. Crosby hits a ball on the ground towards short. Everett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Randy Ruiz is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ruiz is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruiz strikes out. One out. Adam Everett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Everett is 0-for-1 in the game. Everett hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Denard Span batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Span is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Span hits a fly ball into center field. Gonzalez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Cust is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Cust is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Cust hits a fly ball into left field. Young picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Young. Cust moves to second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Suzuki is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Suzuki hits a fly ball into right field. Kubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gonzalez hits a fly ball into center field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Punto is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Punto strikes out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mauer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 0-for-2 in the game. Morneau hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hanahan fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Brendan Harris now playing shortstop. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Hanahan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton is 0-for-2 in the game. Barton hits a fly ball into right field. Cubel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Ellis is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Ellis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ellis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Jason Cubel is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Cubel is 0-for-2 in the game. Cubel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Delman Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Young is 0-for-2 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Alan Embry now pitching. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Buescher is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Buescher strikes out. Two outs. Houston Street now pitching. Randy Ruiz is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Ruiz is 0-for-2 in the game. Ruiz hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cust. Ruiz reaches second base with a double. Cubel moves to third. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Harris hits a line drive towards short. Crosby reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eric Patterson is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Patterson is 0-for-3 in the game. Patterson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bobby Crosby is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Crosby is 0-for-3 in the game. Crosby hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Punto settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Rajay Davis now playing center field. Carlos Gonzalez now playing right field. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Span is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Span hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Brad Ziegler now pitching. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Punto is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Punto hits a fly ball into left field. Patterson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Mauer is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mauer hits a fly ball into left field. That will be extra bases. Patterson picks up the ball and throws it away. That's a triple and an error on Patterson. Span goes all the way around to score. Mauer moves all the way to home. It's 3-2, Athletics. Justin Morneau batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Morneau is 0-for-3 in the game. Morneau hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jason Cubel batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Cubel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cubel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Jesse Crane now pitching. Rajay Davis is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Buescher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. There goes Davis. The throw from Maurer and he is safe. Davis steals second. Kurt Suzuki is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Suzuki is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Suzuki takes first base on ball 4. Craig Breslow now pitching. Carlos Gonzalez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Gonzalez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gonzalez bunts towards third. Buescher settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Hanahan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hanahan is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Hanahan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Punto fields it and throws to second for the out. Davis moves to third. Two outs. Darrick Barton is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Barton is 0 for 3 in the game. Barton strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Twins 2. The Twins will come to bat. Delmon Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Young is 0 for 3 in the game. Young strikes out. One out. Brian Buescher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buescher is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Buescher hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ellis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Lamb pinch hits for Randy Ruiz. Mike Lamb is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lamb takes first base on ball 4. Carlos Gomez pinch runs for Mike Lamb. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 0 for 1 in the game. Harris strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Oakland Athletics, 3, and Minnesota Twins, 2. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.